We're up to Siman Tov, Reish Pei. Shlo Laniach Aneros, Somach LePesach, Hillel Shabbos, which is really a Shabbos Siman. Siman Reish Ayin Zayin discusses the halachas of opening and closing doors and windows in front of candles on Shabbos. So we have that Hanukkah, that's it. Sif Aleph. Tov Reish Pei, Sif Aleph. Hillel Shabbos. Zarech Litain Shum Davar Lachut Bein Haneros LePesach. If you have the candles right inside the door, I guess if it's outside, you need a box anyway, I guess. That works. But even if it's inside, and you don't need the box, but as soon as you open the door, if the candles are in a way, right, where you open the door, the candles are exposed to the wind, either the wind that you're letting in or the wind of the door itself. So then you need to put something to separate a chatzitza, a non-flammable chatzitza, something to separate so that when you open up the door, the wind's not going to come in and blow out the candles. Now, the Shabbat points out, Sifkat Aleph, even though we're talking about Shabbos, and even though this is a whole simon, Reish Ayin Zayin, Hilchos Shabbos, this is really applies B'Yemos HaChol also, even during the week when we're dealing with Hanukkah candles. Says the Mishnah of Katan, "Avu adin b'chol tzarchli zarbezeh, shelo lahami deneres negin amakom shesholei shama ruach." You have to light the candles in a way that they have the potential to, that they're supposed to last for half an hour. Put it in a way where the wind is likely to come and blow it out. So then you didn't put it in a place where it had potential to last. It had a theoretical possibility, but it wasn't set up to last for half an hour. So that's not good. So why are we discussing Dafka Shabbos? Well, Shabbos, if it applies even during the week. And the Shabbos, Tzarech Shmira Yisera Bazeh. Shabbos, you have to be extra careful. It's not just dealing with the problem of how the candle's going to last. Although, during the week, if the candles end up getting blown out, but they weren't supposed to blow out, they could have stayed for half an hour. That could be part of Kaf Sa'in Zakukah. The candles go out. You don't have to relight them. I guess it depends on the exact scenario. The Shar HaTzion Ois Beis. Why are we talking about Shabbos? Inam Yishum Dina Desib Beis. The Dafka Be'erev Shabbos, not going to be Reisha Belel Shabbos. So we get to Sib Beis is talking Dafka about Erev Shabbos. So, Agav, we put in Shabbos over here, but even during the weekend, you should make sure that the candles are not going to go out when you open the door. So here he explains Sifkat the Beis. Haini B'mokon Shemadikin Aneres Neged Pesach HaBayis Mibifnim. They're lighting the candles in front of the door, on the inside of the door. There's a lot of discussions here. There's candles on the door. There's candles behind the door. There's candles on the wall next to behind the door. So you open the door, you slam the door, and the whole wall shakes. I mean, not the walls of the stone, cement, concrete walls of Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz La'aretz, where walls are made out of wood, or if you have a Geves wall, you open the door, the whole wall shakes. All these things are issues, and you have to keep it in mind on Shabbos and on Hanukkah. Okay. Mishnah Sifkatan Gimel. What if you didn't put something up, and then when you open the door, it's going to put out the candles? In low nasan also lestorach adalit. You now open the door. Line leil b'sima reishayinz ebir alocha dibor maskil kedarko. We read Dershu footnote 4. It tells us what it says over there. So it depends. Like everything, you have to judge each case. If you open up the door and the candle's going to go out, you can't open the door. But if there is no wind right now and you can open up the door very gently, open it up, you know, a little bit, come in, go out. So then there's room to say that would be okay. But you have to be careful. Smart and careful. Continues the Mechaber, Sif Beis. Be'erev Shabbos, also likboa haneros bedeles atzma. On Shabbos, you're not allowed, I guess there was those, they were attaching, it's hard to relate, it's a different society, but they were putting, or here we're talking about Hanukkah candles, putting the Hanukkah candles on the door itself, on the inside of the door. So on Shabbos, you can't do that. Be'erev Shabbos, also likboa haneros bedeles atzma, achorei hadalet, behind the door. V'yesh mi shematir. So all this is discussed at length in Reish Ayin Zayin Aleph. Now the Ber Agola over here, there's an asterisk by the word Acharei Ber Agola after Beis Vu Adin Bedelas Atzma Mitzarchutz on the inside of the door and on the outside of the door. V'ay Dinokan Acharei Adela Mishum Shemaisa Rabbi Shmuel Shevi Aram Kafaya Marami Mertenberg brings on the Maisa with the Shmuel, and that was on the inside of the door. But the outside of the door is also a problem. What's the problem of putting it on the door for Shabbos? Meshivar Sifkat on Dalib. Now, we've learned that Hanukkah candles, you're not going to move them around. And you also shouldn't put them in a place where you normally put regular candles. So I guess they didn't put regular candles on the door. Otherwise, you shouldn't do that. And I guess that when you move the door, it's not called moving the candles. Even the candles are moving, but it's, you know, on a hinge and it's... I can't pick up my Hanukkah candles and walk around them. So the door does not seem to be considered to be walking around with the candles, even though it's going, swaying back and forth. What's the problem with putting the candles on the door? Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dal, Shepsichaso uneilaso mekarev Hashem in lener umarachiko mimena. V'yesh b'zeh mishu mechabe omavir. If you have an oil candle, and you tilt the oil towards the wick, or away from the wick, the Gemara says that that's an issur d'oraisa of lighting a fire and extinguishing a fire. So when you have the oil candles on the door, you open and close the door, you're causing the oil to go away from the wick, towards the wick, away from the wick, towards the wick. But I don't want to do that. If I don't want it, and even if it happens, so that should be mutter. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah addresses in the continuation of Sifkat and Dalet. Even though it's a Dover Shein of Meskavein, and we all Dover Shein of Meskavein mutter, Psik Resha. Over here it's a Psik Resha. That means that it's for sure going to happen. I can't say I didn't know it was going to happen. I didn't want it to happen. You can't say I only want to play with the head of the chicken. I really don't want the chicken to die. I'm going to cut off the head of the chicken and give it to my kid to play with. Oh, but you're going to kill the chicken? But I'm not miscavenating. I don't want the chicken to die. It doesn't matter if you want the chicken to die. The chicken is automatically going to die. And there it's called a Psik Resha. Literally cut off the head. It's for sure going to die. And therefore, Dovish Anamus Psikratia turns an Anu Miskaving into Miskaving. It is you as if you were Miskaving. And it's awesome in a Torah. Kill the chicken, cut off the head of the chicken. And the same thing over here. When you open the door, it's going to automatically cause the oil in the cups to go back and forth towards the wick and away from the wick. Sharatziyim ois dalit. That's from the Gemara. Va'ayil again, siman reishayin zayin, the b'ner shel sha'ava v'shel chayla mutter. According to that, if it's not an oil candle, then it'll be mutter to put your Hanukkah candles. If you're using regular wax candles, that'll be mutter to put it on the door. And you don't have to worry about opening and closing the door because you're not bringing the oil towards the wick and away from the wick. Okay, we're going to come back to that in a while. It's a very super significant line in the
Sharatim.
I put the Hanukkah candles, I attached my Hanukkah candles to the back of my front door. So I open and close the door, okay? We're assuming it's not going to blow them out. But if it's oil candles, it brings the oil closer to the wick and further away from the wick. That's Asur on Shabbos. So I can't have candles attached to the door on Shabbos. But now the Sharatim tells us, the Mishnah Berurah told us, because of the oil going to the wick and away from the wick. So that's the case. If it's not oil, if I use wax, says the Sharatim, that's going to be okay. But we'll come back to that in a minute. Now, when the Mechaber brought this down, he brought down that it's Aser, V'yesh Mishamatir. So the Iker opinion of the Mechaber is that it's Aser. Aser likbo haner is badalas atzma achorei adalas. V'yesh Mishamatir. So why is there room for a Yesh Mishamatir? Everybody agrees on a Shabbos you're not allowed to put oil towards a wick and away from a wick. So where's the room for Heter? So the Sharatziyan of the bottom Oiz Dalek gives us two reasons why for the opinion that says that it's Mutter. The Marami Rutenberg, B'shem Rabo Harav Rebbe Shmuel, the Rebbe of the Marami Rutenberg, who was the Rebbe of the Rosh. The Grand Rebbe of the Rosh. Right, so Sharatziyan Oiz Dalet. Okay, V'tam Hayesh Mishamatir. Why would it be Mutter? Isa Batur Disraeli Delab Sik Reishu. So one way you could say it's mutter, although it's hard to understand exactly what they're arguing about, but it's not a psik resha. When I open and close the door, it's not necessarily going to put the oil towards the wick and away from the wick. I don't know exactly what that means. Here's my candle. Okay, I have oil all the way up, almost to the top. So if the oil goes a little this way, a little that way, that's called towards the wick and away from the wick. When is that the bottom?
Yeah.
So then, even on the top, well, it sounds like that.
So it's the end of the night when it gets burning low.
But is it only at the end of the night? What about when there's a full cup of oil? And I have a wick sticking out. So if the oil, I have a cup. I tilt it this way, that way, that way. That's towards, I guess, part of it's going towards, but it's going away. Right. It can't just be at the end. Because then it would tell us. At the end of the night, then you can't open the door. But, and at that point, right?
It could bury the flame and put it out completely.
It could also do that. Right, right. It doesn't seem concerned about that, but right. Okay, so the reason for the Yesh Mishamat here, the first reason the Sharetzion brings down from the tour is that it's not a psik resha, it's not definitely going to happen. The oil's not necessarily going to move. I don't know. It's thick oil. Umayimer, Hagamar, Hashem, Yifarish, Shalokah, Pereshri, Elkipirushim, Achayim, Shuvah, the Elba, Turis, and Resha, and Zayin, and Shem, Bezos. Fine. So one reason it would be mutter is not really a psik resha. We said it was also because of psik resha, although the Yesh Mishamat is not a psik resha. What exactly they're arguing about, that sounds like a Matzias, I don't know. Right. Continues the Shara Atzian Ois Dal. About Grub Pirish, the Tama Yesh Mishamati, this really Kipsa Ka'aruch. The Yesh Mishamati is the famous opinion of the Aruch. The Aruch holds Psik Resha, Dilo Nicha, Le Mutu, the Chatzchila. There's different types of Psik Resha. There's Psik Resha that I'm happy about, Psik Resha that I'm not happy about, Psik Resha I don't care about. Psik Resha I don't care about, we usually assume is like something you're not happy about. If I'm happy about it, I open up the fridge, I'm happy the light goes on, now I can see the cottage cheese. So I'm happy about the psik resha. Let's assume that's called a psik resha and not a maisa gedan. So, but then the psik resha I don't care about. I don't care about the oil going towards the wick and away from the wick. That's a psik resha de lo nichalei. That doesn't help me in any way, shape, or form. I don't care. The oil swishes around a little bit. I don't want the candle to go out. But I don't care about the oil going to and fro. So the Aruch, we don't pass like the Aruch, but there's a Shita, it's a famous Shita, it's a Aruch, brought down in Tosis, brought down on the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch also doesn't pass like, but it brings it down that if it's a Psik Resha, the low Nicha, there's going to be Mutter the Chatzchila. So even though here it's a Psik Resha, since you don't care about it, it's still going to be Mutter. Now I feel the Perish Zeh Gankin, Ein Halacha Kedezo, the Halacha is not like the Aruch, the Rabbim Chokin Alav, Kedi Isa, as is discussed at length, in Siman Shin Chav, Sif Yud Ches, Siman on Schita. Towards the end of Hilchos Shabbos. So those are the two reasons for the Yesh Mishamater. The Iker opinion is that it's also to put the candles on the door. Okay? Vayel Siman Reisha and Zayin Sif Aleph Roma told us. Sif Katan Hey, Tasham, Sosam the Isser, Vachain Halacha. The Halacha is that's also to put the candles on the door. Or oil candles, because the psik resha, the oil is going to go to and from the wick, and that's an Issa Daraisa. It's a Dorishan Oskari, but it's a Psik Resha. Fine. Now, and even though Psik Resha is an Ola Nichalei, it's still going to be Asa. What about the issue of buses? In Hilchos Muksa, many years ago, we learned that if I have a table, and I purposely leave my fancy, I don't know what's fancy nowadays, fancy camera on the table, a little table, and I just leave my camera there, and I purposely put it there, and I want it to be there on Shabbos. It's a very delicate, expensive camera, and I want it on that table because I don't want it anywhere else. And then I decide that I want to use that table for something. So the table becomes a buses to the camera, and the table is muksa. If I forget it there, then it's not a buses. But if I put it there on purpose, and I want it to be there on Shabbos, it turns the table into a buses. Can a door become a buses? I'm putting the candles on the door. Is it going to make the door into a buses? So this seems to be a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi is Machmer, the Bavli is Meko. In Siman, Reish, Ayin, Zayin over there, the Bir Halacha is not convinced that it's Mutter. But the Poskim point out to this innocent Sharatzin over here. I always find a little bit hard to understand, because Mishmer discussed it at length over there. So it's like, and over there he didn't come to a conclusion, but The Maisa, so the post can point to the Shaar HaTzion over here. What did the Shaar HaTzion say over here in the beginning? It's only a problem with oil. But if you attach wax candles to the back of the door, that's okay. So that's, and we're talking about opening and closing the door. So it doesn't turn it into a basis. Why would that be much? Why, according to the Bavli, does it not turn it into a basis? Because the door is bustle to the house. The door does not become bustle. The table becomes bustle to the camera. So the table now has the muksa status of the camera itself. But the door is bustle to the house, and it cannot become bustle to the muksa that young. And this is very relevant, halacha lemaisa, because here in Eretz Yisrael, where we don't have so much storage space, so anyway, you can hang a hook and hang at this and hang at that. We're hanging things, and you have these, I don't know, in our house we have these hooks that hang onto the door. Mm-hmm. And you want to put your money bag on there, you want to put your, I don't know what on there, all sorts of things that you want, you could put on this, hang the pocketbook, or Shabbos, on the back of the door. So, and you want it there, it's there, but kavana. So.
It's not part of the door, that these hooks, especially the ones that hang.
Right, okay, but it's hanging on the door, okay.
It's hanging on the camera.
Everything it's still. If I have a camera on a base on the table, everything underneath becomes muksa. All become buses to the camera. So it would be the same thing over here. But the poskim are makel. That's something that's attached to the house is bottled to the house and not bottled to the muksa, and it's not going to become a bus. Okay, so that is Siman Tafresh Pei.